Street in Peterborough where the lights never go out. Around 30 streetlights are being left on all day along a stretch of Arundel Road between Cherry Orton Road and Brimble's Way. It comes at the same time as 17,000 lights around the city are being replaced, so they use less energy and are more environmentally friendly. With the nights drawing in, our reporter Shereka Ahmed's been to see if the streetlights were needed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm standing on Arundel Road outside the Notcuts Garden Centre, just opposite the big roundabout. It's a very busy road, as you can probably hear behind me. And I actually drove down from Orton Bistro to the garden centre. And on most of the stretch from there, which was probably a mile long, I noticed the street lights have been left switched on. Now it's only 3 p.m. in the afternoon, so it's broad daylight. And it's actually not a bad day today, quite sunny. So it looks a bit pointless to have them switched on at this time of the day. I've been speaking to residents in and around Orton Bistro who are very unhappy about this. Some of the residents said they complained to the council about this way back in July, but haven't seen any results so far.
I first emailed the council about them on the 2nd of July, and I've sent three or four more emails because, if anything, there's more lights on now than there were on the 2nd of July. They run from the bus lane down to the Notcuts roundabout, and they now go on further towards town. And they're just burning 24/7 and wasting the council taxpayers' money. And I haven't counted them, but I think it's more than 20, certainly. But a lot of them have gone out now, they've burnt out, they're broken. But the council told me that the intention was to replace them with the LED white lights, but that they hadn't been able to get any of them from the manufacturer. Why that means those particular lights have to stay on is they didn't explain that. And I've heard from the contractors, Skanska, and they said they were sending somebody down there this week, but nothing's happened so far. The lights are still on.
Interestingly, some of the residents that I spoke to complained of a lack of lighting in the evenings and in the night time, especially on pathways and smaller streets where they actually need it, and they feel that the money they're paying towards taxes should be used properly and in the right way.
Yeah, we've noticed that there's a lot of streetlights on down Arundel Road during the day, which is pointless, and then through the central pathways of Orton Wistow, especially at night, there's never anything lit up. There's in complete pitch black darkness. So if a lady on her own was going to the shops, which there's a local Tesco's there, anyone could be lurking around in the bushes and nothing's adequately lit at all. It's just pitch black darkness. You know, the roadways are lit periodically, but not the pathways where they would need to be, really.
How long has it been since you've noticed this?
Well, with the big street lights, we've noticed it for probably about 6-7 months now, or even longer. So it's been a long time. But, I mean, I think they're trying to just save money on the streets, on the council tax. But we're still paying more money, so. But I'd rather it be on at night time, you know, for safety of people and what have you. People walking down the streets, and it's obviously getting darker earlier now, so best if the lights are on during the night time rather than wasting it during the day.
Shereka Ahmed there reporting on the street light situation in the Ortons in Peterborough. Julie Howell joins me, Green City Councillor for Orton and Waterville. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Dottie.
What's your understanding of what's happened here?
I'm bewildered about it, as the residents are. Residents contacted me only recently about this. I didn't realise it had been going on this long. They're obviously offended because we all pay council tax, not for it to be wasted through burning lights all the day through. But as you've already highlighted this morning, there's an issue of higher carbon emissions from these lights. So it's a double problem, really, and we just can't understand why it's happening.
This case where on one street it looks like the lights are on during the day and off at night, that's particularly bizarre.
It's absolutely crazy, and I know the area the residents are talking about. Orton Wistow is very much it's a very green area. It has lots of pathways rather than roadways where residents get around the whole Orton Whiston area. And when you have all the lights on, it means people won't go out at night. And a lady who lives there told me that because there's quite a lot of quite large foxes in the area and she's got quite little dogs, she just doesn't like walking them in the dark when there's no light on because she can't see where the foxes are.
I was walking over the town bridge on the way to watch Peterborough United this weekend, Julie, and I also noticed that the lights were on, again, broad daylight, on the new Fletton Keys development.
I don't know what to say, Dottie. I mean, that's ridiculous. We've been warned about the dangers of global warming. We're constantly acutely aware that residents in Peterborough are very, very annoyed about paying high council tax and also the increases last year to the monies that are paid to city councillors. I feel embarrassed. This feels really unjustifiable.
However, we've heard that part of the explanation could be the upgrading of 17,000 streetlights across the city. Now, this is to new LED streetlights, which will be lower energy in the long run. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that a positive?
That's a good thing, but it doesn't explain why the lights have been left on for 3 months at a time. 3 months, that's an incredible amount of hours. If that's just 20 streetlights left on for 3 months, I did a little calculation, 43,200 hours. That's dreadful. How can that be justified?
I've had this message come in this morning from Mick in Stanground, who said, 2 years ago, I had to call up repeatedly to report streetlights which were on in the Woodston area. After a while, Dottie, I was told it costs the same amount whether the council keeps them on or turns them off. Is that your understanding, Julie?
I don't know if that's true or not, but that doesn't explain away the carbon emissions issue.
OK, Julie, good to have you on. Thank you very much. Julie Howell there, Green Peterborough City Councillor for Orton Waterville. Baffled.